All right, we're finally back. Sorry about that minor technical issue we had. Apparently his microphone was still working, so I guess that was a... my bad. I guess my ears are going bad. I don't know. Anyways, are you guys ready for this?
Yeah.
Let's do part two of the movies of 2021. Where did we leave off? Oh, yeah, that's right. There's two more movies I want to cover that are coming out this year, and I put them separate, and I'm going to cross into the next topics. The Suicide Squad, which I'm actually really excited for.
Okay.
And that's coming straight to HBO Max, so you don't have to worry about theaters.
A Suicide Squad that might actually be good?
Yes, and it's made by James Gunn, so...
Hey.
It might...
He's good.
It might be good, because he made good movies.
He made the Guardians of the Galaxy, right?
Yeah, so if you I do mean, the math, we're getting a DC Guardians? Maybe.
Hopefully.
I
mean, on Earth.
yeah, that's a good point.
They're not going anywhere.
But they're like in... Yeah.
So I'm down with that.
That's like the one DC movie I'm the most
excited
for.
Isn't the only person that's actually staying the same character, Harley?
Yeah,
Margot Robbie?
Yeah, I think she's the only one.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Because I don't think Will
isn't going
to
do
it. No, he's not it. But they left it open for him to come back in a future film. So he might return eventually.
So there's no Deadshot in this Suicide Squad?
They're not having a replacement Deadshot. So they're just going to have someone else.
I really like him.
But we
that character.
I mean, he might have other movies he's making, so we can't be mad at. I'm glad they didn't kill his character off or replace him as an actor.
That's true.
So, anyways, The Suicide Squad is probably the one DC movie I'm super excited for. But another DC movie that I want to say that you've mentioned already is the Justice League Snyder Cut.
Hey.
I have mixed feelings about this.
So do I.
I'm excited. This is I want to talk about the pros before we go into the cons.
All right, please.
I'm excited for I don't feel like in moments in Hollywood we get a chance for a movie to be remade from another perspective of another director or original director, I should say.
Right.
To come out and make this movie a second time. And so when I see that happening, I'm excited because I'm like, "Oh, they may fix something that can lead into something later." And the fact that, I guess this is a spoiler if I say it, but I'm going to say it because it's something I'm excited for. They're bringing Joker into it. So
yeah.
I'm excited to see, oh, maybe this take on Joker will improve from what his last performance was. And
I didn't think his Joker was like extremely bad. Like the hate that
I didn't think it
crazy.
Was bad. I think what was bad is that they had him in it at all.
There were issues with his Joker. No lie. I'm not going to debate that with anyone. There are issues with his Joker, but I don't think it deserved like that much
criticism.
Ridicule.
Yeah. It was like, okay, I get
so
it.
So I am excited to see him in it as well.
Yeah, I am too. There was parts of when I saw him in the Suicide Squad movie, the original, he had some funny moments and there was some... I enjoyed those interactions that he had, but I felt like the problem I had is I felt like he should have either not been in the movie at all because he barely had any screen time or only had him at the final scene at the very end of the movie where he pulls off his mask and breaks into the prison. And
that would have been cool.
That would have been a great reveal because no one would have known he was in the movie. In the whole movie, you don't see him. And then when you see all these guards show up with helmets on and then his face shows up, that's, oh my God, Joker's in this movie. That would have been a good reveal instead of
and then it would have led into like another movie with him.
It would have been perfect. That's my way of how it should
have
been.
Yeah, you wouldn't have got this skewed vision of what he was supposed to be in the movie.
Yeah, and
because
I think...
Because if you remember, all of the trailers, he was in
all
of the trailers.
They overly, like... used him in every bit they can,
but in the movie
and
not there,
and Slipknot doesn't get a single part in the original trailer.
Yeah,
you don't remember Slipknot?
No, yeah, he's the one that died right away.
died immediately.
No, I'm trying to think of like what he even contributed towards the team.
Nothing.
Nothing.
He's not even on the poster. If you look at the DVD cover,
no,
he's not even there. No. But they got Joker standing on the side, so I'm like, he's, and Joker's got 5 minutes of screen time.
But it, you also got to realize that it's
the Joker.
It's Jared Leto too.
Yeah, that too.
You know, you're paying him to be in the movie, and you're paying him to be on the poster to get people to go to the movie.
Yeah, you know? Brings in money. He does,
or he did at the time.
He did.
But I do think that would have been a better way of playing him.
Yeah,
just like having him at the end, like a teaser.
Yeah, a teaser would have been perfect.
Not even
what Marvel does.
Yeah, that would have been the perfect way of doing it.
Introducing something like that,
and then it led into another movie, which would have been a really good idea.
So the exciting part now about the Justice League Snyder Cut is we get that second opportunity to do something differently, maybe improving it, maybe fixing it. The con side of it, if I can go into the negatives now, the problem I have is I didn't necessarily hate the Justice League movie. It wasn't good. But the reason I didn't hate it is because it wasn't boring. Like, when a movie is boring, I hate it more than a movie that's just bad.
Right.
At least this movie kind of had it. It was chugging along. It wasn't, like, stale or just sitting there where I'm like, oh, nothing's happening. There were scenes. There were moments I was laughing at, and I was like, okay, well, at least stuff happened.
Yeah, there was some good moments in it.
But when I saw the trailer for the new Snyder Cut, have you seen the trailer?
I haven't. I've stayed away from it.
Maybe I shouldn't see
it. But, no, go for it. I'll watch it.
I saw the trailer and was like excited to see, you know, I want to see this new movie. I felt like I already seen this movie. Everything they were showing, I was like, yeah, I saw that movie. That movie came out a few years ago.
I saw all that.
But I think, and this is just my theory, I feel like they're teasing the trailer wrong in a slight way to not give away what actually happens in the movie. They don't want to like spoil it because I've read online that
that's a good way to do a trailer.
There's about almost two and a half hours of footage that is new in this movie.
Is it going to be like a 4-hour movie?
Yeah,
that's insane to me.
That's another thing. They were originally thinking of either cutting it up into 4 episodes, an hour each, or making it one long movie. And HBO wanted to do it in 4 episodes. And Zack Snyder wanted to do a movie, and they originally wanted to do it that way, but they agreed to do the full movie instead because they were like, it's his movie, we'll let him do it his way. So I don't know. I kind of would have liked the episode idea, but
yeah, I mean,
break it up a little so I don't feel
it does work.
Yeah, it's, but I don't but know. The only new footage that I felt, I mean, there was definitely new stuff in there. So I'm being a bit hard on it. There's some scenes that are new, but it didn't feel new where I'm like, oh, I really needed to see Superman die again. Because it's showing like footage. Well, I guess that's a spoiler. But it's showing like footage of him dying. And it's like, yeah, that happened in the Batman vs. Superman. So it's like, it's like kind of like referring to old stuff that already happened. So I don't know if that's in the movie, but it looks like footage that was from Batman vs. Superman. So when I'm watching this trailer, I'm like, they're either wanting to introduce the audience again to something they forgot.
That's probably what they're trying to do.
Probably.
It's probably like a previously on.
And then the other footage that was new was the Joker footage. And they showed that in the trailer.
Yeah.
And that was the scene that I was like, okay, I'm interested for that. But I doubt he's going to be a big part of the movie.
Okay. With this movie, with the Snyder Cut, did they have to do reshoots this year?
Most of the shots are not reshoots. Most of it isn't. They had to do some reshoot footage
already had this like footage of the Joker.
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
And they wanted to do some pickup shots that they were like, oh, we think this would work better if we can add this in, but he obviously left production before they finished the movie. And so he didn't finish it. And so when what's his name? Josh Whedon finished his movie and did his version, they said Josh Whedon almost made an entirely new movie and he filmed more footage, so they had to re-film his footage. So I was like, oh my god, this movie's way over budget. They filmed three movies worth of a movie.
I forgot that Zack Snyder actually left
during production.
Yeah,
it's sad.
Yeah, and then
you know why he left, right?
Wasn't it? I didn't have to do some.
His daughter committed suicide.
Oh no, I didn't know
so
that.
So he left production during that, and his wife actually was involved in the production too, but she wasn't like a head person title.
Right.
So it was like they definitely were completely abandoned the project. And I understand why that movie had such a mess to clean up, because when Josh Whedon came in, he didn't know what was being, you know, what is in the head of Zach when left. So
you can't imagine another director knows exactly what
their idea. Yeah.
Yeah. The previous director had in their head, and it's impossible to pick up their pieces.
So he's just kind of filling in the blank spots with stuff he thought maybe works. And in some parts it did, in some parts, well, we don't really know what's Josh Whedon's footage and what's not until we see this other version of the movie. And then we'll know, oh, that was like, there's a couple moments that Zach said or Josh Whedon said was footage he filmed. So I know there's a couple moments here and there, but overall, like, this is going to be a new movie and I'm excited for that.
Do you know if there's a commentary edition of Justice League?
Probably. Zach typically does commentary tracks on his movies.
I was going to say, if he does that on his cut, it would give us a clear indication of what he filmed and what... yeah.
Yeah.
And if there's no commentary on the first cut, then they probably just wanted to keep it under wraps.
DC is in a weird spot right now. Because Marvel...
DC has been in a weird spot for the last 20 years.
No, but the reason I say right now is... Right now... The irony here is Marvel just finished with... They just ended on a bang with Endgame from 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And in the last year, it's been a lull point for Marvel. And it obviously has been in a lull for moviegoers in general and
everywhere.
Hollywood.
Yeah.
But I mean in a lull because they were kind of coming after a big climax. How do you top that? You can't. You have to start off over.
You're restarting.
And so right New now, arc. Marvel's going through a reboot. The greatest thing that could happen with DC right now is for Marvel to be going through this, because then DC has a chance to be outshining them. The problem is DC
or catching up.
And I actually think that's like the perfect timing for them to do that, because right now we're actually on the rise of Marvel, but we'll get to that in a minute because I'm saving them for last because there's a lot to say. But with DC, they're on a rise right now that they could shine, because there's no Marvel movies been out.
No.
And it's not just because of COVID. They were like last year, other than Endgame, we would have only had Black Widow. There wasn't anything else coming out.
No.
It was like, that is the time to do it.
They were done.
Yeah.
For that whole
section.
So
it actually is like, I'm cheering for DC to do it because I want them to do well. I don't want them to make bad movies.
I want them to do well too.
They just
can't. I don't think there needs to be this competition between the two companies.
No, there definitely doesn't need to be.
There's always going to be that competition. So despite that, I do hope they make up some ground.
Yes. I think that... I think this right now with talking about Zack Snyder's Justice League, the great thing that I can see coming from this is if things work for this movie, they can continue that in the next series. But Zack Snyder said this is his last step.
Yeah,
he's done after
this.
He
said that DC doesn't want anything to do with him after this, which is sad.
But it makes sense. There is things that, like, if it works, the franchise will use.
The only thing I can see going wrong for this movie is the timestamp.
Yeah.
The 4-hour timestamp. That's going to be rough on a lot of people.
Well, the other thing that I thought of is...
That's watching two movies at once.
I know. It's
crazy.
Batman vs. Superman was 3 hours and that was hard to get through. Or 3.5.
That was 3.5 hours.
It was hard to get through.
And I took 3 breaks. Yeah. I was like... I can't
I
watch
took three
this movie.
Days. To
I was
get
like,
it.
Yeah, I watched an hour and a half of it. I went and played some games, and then I
came back,
watched
another 30 minutes,
another hour of it. I was like,
oh my God.
All right, I gotta go do something else.
Yeah,
this is too much,
and it was boring.
It was
boring. That's the thing. I'd rather watch a bad movie over a boring movie because at least the bad movie is entertaining. So Justice League was like, oh, I'm entertained.
So yeah, Justice League, I was entertained. Yet, there was still
still
so many boring parts.
Yeah,
in the original movie, like the whole scene where they're in, I think, an airplane carrier, and Aquaman accidentally puts his hand like in the lasso of truth and starts.
That was dumb.
That was so stupid. That part was so dumb.
Let me ask you something. Okay, if they're making this new Justice League, why make it? If they're not going to continue from there on, why would they? Why would Warner Brothers allow them to do this? It's a very tough question.
I have one.
What's your theory?
I have one answer to that. They, oh God, I don't know how to say it like in the proper like channels, but they basically wanted to give Zack Snyder a. I don't want to sound rude and disrespectful, but they wanted to give Zack Snyder the opportunity to finish a film that he didn't have the chance to finish because they're basically giving him a redo because of the fact that his daughter died. That's what I'm trying to say. They're giving him the reins to edit it as much as he wants just for that reason.
That makes sense. I definitely feel like that's like almost a send off of like, we're sorry for what you went through.
Yes, we're sorry here. Take this.
Like
work
it's a,
with
like
it.
a swan song. A swan song? Is it?
Yeah,
kind of moment where it's like, you know what? You have so much footage, and that's the thing. The other thing is they had already had all this footage just sitting in the vault, like just storage, and it's money that they've already spent on it.
It's so crazy that they couldn't have just pieced it together.
Like, I know, it is crazy to me to think that.
Unless there was like key scenes that weren't filmed yet.
That was the thing. They said that there were key things that they had to do for pickup shots for. And that's when they did after he got it greenlit to finish production.
Okay. Well, then, yeah, that makes sense.
And I guess
another director.
I guess a lot of that they did for this Snyder Cut, a lot of the pickup shots has something to do with the Mother Box. What's the villain? I can't remember his name. And I saw
the weird CGI villain.
They, it has something to do with that because they rushed it when they did the other version because they didn't have the. And this one, he took his time because.
God, I heard his. I heard his name today.
Is it Darkseid? No,
it's it's not Darkseid. I can't.
But yeah, my big theory is I think you're right. I think it's part of that, and I also think Warner Brothers looks at it as they're like. We have no DC movies coming out. There's nothing DC related on the rise. Maybe this can lead us into something that we want. And if we get Batman right, if we get Joker right, if we get, you know, Superman right, maybe we can use that, lean into that and go with one of those characters if it works. They already know Wonder Woman works. They already know Aquaman's worked. They were like, okay, we're happy with these characters. Let's try Flash. Let's see if we can get him. Let's try to get Cyborg. Did you know the actor who plays Cyborg? This is going to be his last movie in the DC universe.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, he had a lot of arguments with the studio, so they decided
Cyborg.
That they want to part ways with him, so his contract is ending. But Zack Snyder is like, I'm going to put you in my movie. So he's putting him in as the last hurrah. And then the Joker thing... a lot of people have not liked Joker and not like Jared Leto Joker.
That's what I'm saying.
And Zack Snyder says, I'm going to give him another chance. So I'm like, Zack Snyder's actually kind of giving these people another chance.
Yeah,
more than the studio.
He's trying.
Yeah. So,
I mean, with one movie.
Do you want to hear my.
We'll see what he can do.
You want to hear my. I don't know how to put it. You want to hear what I think of. Steppenwolf. That's what it was. Do you want to hear my theory of what I think of the movie? Because I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
I think personally, I'm not going to like it. I hope I like it, but I don't think I'm going to like it.
Why is that?
I didn't like the last movie he did that was 3 hours.
Yeah. That makes sense.
And he said this was not going to be as dark as Batman or Superman, and the trailer made it look dark. So I'm like, I don't know. I want to like it, though. I'm not saying...
Dude, all of his stuff is dark, so you can't really, like, take... Like, if he's going to say it's not as dark, just pretend it's a different shade of dark.
Yeah. Everything, by the way, everything in the trailer is like a tint of gold. I'm just like, oh, you need to stop doing those filters. It's just it's starting to get a little bit.
Sepia tone?
Yeah. It's, I don't know. It's some shots it works for, but you can't do a whole movie that way.
No, you can't. You really can't.
So yeah, I think that DC has a moment that they could be using, but they've kind of missed the mark, and I feel bad for them because I think
hopefully this makes up.
Hopefully,
little bit.
If this doesn't, Suicide Squad still has a chance, right?
Do you? Okay, all right. Oops. Let me give you this question: the people that watched the first Suicide Squad,
yeah,
do you think those people are gonna return to watch this one?
Yes, because they're probably Marvel fans.
Oh.
I mean, they're definitely that's like the ingenious part of the marketing for DC right now. I'm like, oh, you could totally like lean towards the Marvel fans and be like, hey, you know that movie you love? Our guy's making this one, and like, kinda,
that's true.
But
he's also going back to make Guardians.
Yeah, he's going to turn around and just go back and make money on the other side.
Yes, I mean,
so even
either way, he's got it good.
Yeah.
But.
Are you not excited for it?
I'm not. I'm really not excited for it. I want to be. No.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's why.
Is there a trailer out?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I didn't know that.
There's like... Oh, no. I don't want to spoil it.
Okay. Don't worry about it. Don't spoil it. But, yeah. I was really disappointed from Suicide Squad. And, like, I just don't see what I would get out of...
Why would you want to go back there?
Why would I want to... go back to it, and what would I get out of going back to it? Like, it really has to do something,
yeah,
spectacular.
I agree.
For me to get back into it.
And I think James Gunn's probably the person that we could.
I agree.
Work, you know, we could look at towards a hope.
Yeah. I agree. I think he could do it, but
I have more hope. And I hate to say this because I'm not trying to sound downing anybody. I have more hope for this movie than the Justice League. Zack Snyder cut.
Could you call it A New Hope?
A New Hope. Yeah. Suicide Squad, A New Hope.
Yeah, there we go. Let's see if they can get to the rights of that.
They the thing about it is he got a lot of the actors from Guardians to be in Suicide Squad.
Like who?
He had what's his name? Drax.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
He has him.
All right.
Or
right.
I can't remember the guy's name. He got the guy that plays the
Yondu?
That plays, yeah, Yondu.
I knew you were going there. Yeah. I could see it in your eyes.
Yeah, Yondu's in it.
Okay.
He looks totally unrecognizable with his makeup and style look, but
who's he playing?
I can't remember his character's name.
Oh well, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
We'll watch the trailer after we're done here.
Yeah, he has like long white hair. Like totally looks totally different, unrecognizable.
Whoa.
And then he's got the guy that plays Rocket to play he's going to be
Bradley
playing
Cooper.
A Badger. Yeah. He's gonna be playing a Badger in this movie.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I think that's what it is.
Wait, like a live action?
It's gonna be
or
just like how they did
Rocket.
Is
he just doing voiceover?
It's gonna be voiceover. It's just like Rocket CGI.
I mean, Bradley Cooper does have a very versatile voice, so it makes sense.
And then there's like two or three other actors and I can't remember their names right now, but yeah, he's getting cast members that are from Marvel.
Okay.
And he's bringing the Marvel guys over. So I'm like, all right,
I mean, you're
getting them. That's,
most of them don't have work right now.
So it's like, yeah, I'll do something on your end.
I mean, that's not a bad idea. They're literally, I wonder if they're under
I thought there was a contract thing about it that they can't.
I was gonna say, I wonder if there's like a contract thing where they can't be in like DC films.
There's a loophole I think that this kind of works for. I think it's a contract of only being in one movie, and James Gunn said not everyone in this movie is going to survive. He said a lot of them are gonna die.
Oh fuck!
And he said it's called Suicide Squad for a reason, and I'm like, all right,
there
like,
we go. I'm down.
It's like real.
Down.
It's real stuff's going to happen. It's going to be...
That's what I actually kind of liked about the first movie, Suicide Squad, with El Diablo.
Yeah.
Him dying.
Yeah.
That actually, like, I was like, oh, I really like this character. He's going places. No! Oh my God, he's dead! No! I was like, no! He's the only cool character!
But yeah, I think DC doesn't always pick the right actors, or they just can't. They're not really good at that. But
their vision is bad.
But they don't have a they don't have a overall insight of where they're taking the story. Yeah. And like what you said, Marvel just kind of knows what they've been doing, and they've been doing it so good.
That's true.
They're like 10, they're like planning 10 years ahead, knowing where they want to take this story and where they're planning and plotting along. And which brings me to Marvel. And with
we're back to Marvel.
Marvel. Okay. So I'm going to go into chronological order on release for Marvel this year. We've got WandaVision, which is already out, but it's got one episode left that comes out this week, which I'm sure we'll watch.
I'm definitely going to be watching it Friday.
The Falcon/Winter Soldier show that comes out, I think, a week after Wanda's show ends.
Yep.
Which we'll jump into that. Black Widow's movie comes out after that. Loki's TV season comes out after that, which I can't wait for that. That's the first out of this list of the Disney Plus TV series that already has been given second season.
Yeah.
So they're like,
oh shit, that's awesome.
So I don't know about any
of the other
ones.
It's basically Time Cops.
Is that what it's going to be?
It's basically Time Cops. So
I can't wait. All of these are so good.
The TVA, the thing that was on his like shirt when he's like in handcuffs,
mm-hmm.
it basically stands for something like Time Vault, like police, some bullshit like that. It's basically Time Police. And yeah, he gets picked up by them, and now he has to, I'm probably assuming he's probably going to work with them, or work with them / work against them to get free, but who knows. But yes, so WandaVision stops on the 5th, then the making of WandaVision is on the 12th, and then on the 19th we get Falcon 1, and then April 23rd is Falcon 6 when it's done, and then the 30th of April we get the making of Falcon and Winter Soldier. Then we get Black Widow on May 7th.
Mm-hmm.
And then the making of it on the 14th. And then,
like, June, I think, is Loki?
No, it's in May.
Oh,
May
it's in
21st.
May? Oh, I thought I read that they pushed it back.
I got the list right here.
When was this?
I got this list literally this week.
Oh, because I read that they just announced that they pushed back Loki.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
God damn it. Stupid list being out of date. Why would they do that?
Let me see. I'll look it up while we're talking.
All right. Well, then we got Shang-Chi. I hope I said that right.
You did. You said it right.
And then we got What If, the What If series, which I'm super excited about. That sounds so cool.
Okay, confirmation on this. It has been pushed back to June 11th.
Fuck.
So
wait, then what's coming in between there and that's some bullshit. I don't like that.
I'd rather them delay it than release a show and then have like two or three episode gap, you know, for a few weeks. I'd rather them release it all when they're ready. All
right, and then something else I'm excited for.
Wait, What If? Keep going back to What If.
What If is okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the same date, but sometime around August. Actually, the second episode, or no, I guess the fifth episode would have come out on my birthday, but I don't know now.
Who knows? Yeah,
who knows now? And then we have Miss Marvel, which I'm super excited about because I like her. I like that Miss Marvel. I'm so sorry. I am so sorry. I did not enjoy that movie. Ugh, Captain Marvel movie.
I didn't
want to
say it. No, I didn't like it either.
I can't.
I didn't like it.
I couldn't get into it. There was no real development of anything besides this is how Captain Marvel gets her fucking powers.
I have powers. I use powers.
Oh, okay, great.
I have
where
no
was,
weakness.
Where was the story in this movie that you put out?
Yeah.
The only real good thing about it was the fact that we got Skrull confirmation and the fact that Nick Fury.
I was
going to
say Nick
space.
Fury was great in it. And yeah, he's
in his
now
like
we know
2 seconds of being in it, like his post credit scene of being in it.
I think Wait, no, he was in the whole movie.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was talking about like real.
Oh, you're right. You're right. His performance was good.
But I was talking about
the real him.
Like the real him now.
Yeah.
Not the real him in the movie.
I get what you mean now. Because I was like, wait, he was in the whole movie. But
he was in the whole movie.
His performance but not his character, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, his character wasn't in it.
Okay, yeah. Okay, where were we?
And then we got Internals.
Oh, yeah, the Eternals.
Eternals, not Internals. That would be weird.
Yeah. That might be a DC movie.
And then we got Hawkeye.
So. Wait, you forgot Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah, Spider-Man comes out sometime in there, too.
I think December?
I was just going by shows.
Oh, okay.
On the DC Plus. Or not DC Plus, Jesus Christ.
Disney Plus. That's fine.
We've been talking for a bit.
Yeah, okay, so... When we just talked about DC and like how they're kind of having a mess and they're trying to like kind of glue themselves together, I look at Marvel and I'm like, they are like, so DC's like over here trying to like glue together a bridge to get across. Marvel is like, build a castle.
They already built the bridge
and they're like,
now they're building the castle.
And they're like in the castle eating grapes. And I'm like, oh, you guys are just know what you're doing. And
DC is still trying to get across the same gap that, that Marvel was, but...
Yeah, they just can't get across the road.
Their bridge keeps breaking. God damn it.
God, rebuilt it every day. But yeah, like, Marvel just... Oh my God. Okay, we haven't had a Marvel thing in 2 years. Like, a project release. Because, like, Black Widow didn't come out last year. And then after Endgame, we haven't had anything. So WandaVision is like the first thing of the Marvel series, well, MCU, in 2 years, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
So jumping into WandaVision, do you mind we start talking about that now?
Yeah, fuck it.
Okay. All right, I'm going to go just, okay, for one, I would like to stop at talking about it after episode 7. I haven't seen episode 8.
Oh, have you not?
No, I haven't. I've seen 1 through 7, but I haven't seen episode 8, and I haven't seen episode 9, which is this week.
Yeah,
and I'm
gonna
watch them.
Out.
I'm just gonna watch them back to back at this point. I'm just gonna watch them this Friday and jump in and watch 8
do you and
9.
Do you both watch them together?
Yes, we watch them together.
All right.
And so we've been watching it from the start. I was super excited to watch it because I haven't had a new Marvel anything in 2 years. Chanel, she was kind of like, I'm kind of done with the superhero stuff. I'm kind of over it. We watched the first episode. She's like, I'm over it. I'm done. I don't like this. This is boring. And I
was
like,
oh my God.
And I personally, I knew the comics, so I knew the idea, but I didn't know where they were going with how long they were going to have this go for. So the first episode, I was like, this is weird. Honestly, I didn't like the first episode. And you can disagree. It's fine. I actually kind of like the second episode, and it's not because I knew where they were going. They just did things that I didn't expect, but I was happy to see them do it. And I was like, okay, well, if I'm gonna be stuck in this world and we're gonna see these characters behave this way, at least Vision is getting more personality, and we're getting to see him be, you know, not human because he's not, but like humanizing him in more ways and getting more screen time, where like in the movies we kind of skip ahead. He's a goofball. He's weird. He's, you know, comical kind of things. And Wanda also getting to know her as a character more. It's great to get to know both of these characters episode by episode and getting to know their personalities and their backstories. And by episode 2, I was like, oh, I'm actually kind of enjoying this, even though it's very weird. I didn't like not knowing where they're taking the story. And then we got to episode 3. Episode 3 is where I definitely knew they're not, they know what they're doing. Marvel knows what they're doing. They've always known. They've always had a way with how they do things. And it was so, it gave me chills when I got to that point in the show. That's another
it
thing.
It feels
the
like a
quality
movie.
Quality of this show.
Right.
It's half hour episodes, but I'm like,
they draw you in and
the
they don't stop.
It's so good. And it's just so crazy because, okay, so I watched the first 2 episodes. Episode 1 sucks. Episode 2 is like, okay, I'm kind of entertained. Chanel didn't like it at all. Episode 3, we were both in. We were like, I'm in. And it was, I think the moment it happened, which I guess kind of gets into spoilers, but it was when they had the babies. And then
that's Vision, not too big of a spoiler.
Vision goes outside, starts talking to the neighbors. wait, what's going on with the neighbors? What do you mean? Who's this person in our house? Wait, let's go back to the house. Oh, she's bringing up someone that never mentioned in this world. And then, oh, she's gone. Wait, where'd she go? That's when it was like, okay, now we're starting to get the big picture. And then when you start episode four, starting episode four was just, to me, jumping. I'm right there at the end of Endgame.
Okay, I want to stop you real quick.
Go ahead.
The first episode, I was so down.
You were in?
I was in right from the beginning.
I was so not, and I'm so because happy that I wasn't.
I'll tell you why I was in. I was like, this is so, it felt really like meta to me. Like
I see it now, yeah.
It felt like they were just trying to trick you into thinking that that they were just going to be putting on a sitcom.
Well, it definitely tricked me because I was like, oh, they're going by every 10 years. Oh, this is the 50s. This is the 60s. This is the set. I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
And I loved every second of the first episode just because of how wacky and how goofy it was. It kind of took me back to when I would watch sitcoms, and I was like,
it did bring me back.
I was like, this is nice. Like, this is kind of like a modern, weird superhero take on what I enjoyed then, so I'm enjoying it now. And I was like, this has to be something Wanda did.
Yeah.
I was so suspicious of it.
And the mystery of the series is really good, too.
Yeah.
Because you were, like, questioning everything.
And then on the third episode, when she hears Jimmy Woo, or is that his name?
Yes.
Jimmy Woo.
Yeah.
Through the radio. I was like, something. She's controlling something.
But at this point, we didn't meet Jimmy Woo yet.
No, we did. In Ant-Man. Ant-Man and the Wasp.
No, but I'm saying we didn't see him in the show yet. So I didn't know we were going to.
I know. I had literally watched Ant-Man and the Wasp like hours
before
that. So when his voice came on, I was like, that's Jimmy Woo. And Ash was like, who? I was like, that's the guy who was policing Ant-Man 2.
Yeah.
She's like, no, it's not.
You and can't then ever.
Four came up, and I was like, yes, it's Jimmy.
Yeah. The crazy thing to me that I feel weird to say, but I appreciate that they threw me off and that they took their time on that, because those first three episodes, the first two, I was kind of like, I don't know where they're going. This is so weird. I'm not liking it, or I'm not sure if I like this. Then when I liked it, I was like, oh, I appreciate it now. And suddenly I start looking at that, and I'm like, oh, I want to rewatch that. And I find it more enjoyable. But I should have known all along. I just didn't know if they were going to keep us this. How long were they going to keep us in suspense for? 6 episodes? 2 episodes? 5 episodes? I didn't know how long it was going
to
go for.
All the way to 7.
Well, all the way up to what I've been gotten to.
Yeah. You've watched 7, though.
I've watched 7, yeah.
So you know what happens at the end of 7.
I'm trying to remember what happens at the end of 7. Hold on.
It was Agatha all along.
Oh, yeah. It ends with that. And a big reveal. And then I was like, oh, I got to watch the next episode. But we didn't watch it last weekend because we ended up, Chanel's cousin ended up coming over. And we rewatched WandaVision from the beginning up to episode 7.
Okay.
So she's caught up to us now. And I was like, rewatching, I was like, I'm noticing little things I didn't notice the first time. I'm like, the mailman's acting kind of weird.
What's going on
with this guy? Yeah, the helicopter. There was
a drone.
Yeah, the drone. There was all sorts of little like foreshadowing moments and very detailed, like
the dude who went through the sewers.
Yeah, that thing. That was like
that was creepy.
And then like how the chain turned into a jump rope or something.
It turned into a jump rope on their end.
Yeah.
And then he turned into a beekeeper.
Beekeeper, yeah. And those bees flying
around.
When
that happened, I was like, oh my god, this is like, this has to be some sort of hive. And then I was like, oh wait, that's DC. Like immediately I was like, no.
But it was just like, okay, kind of going back a little bit. Watch like when I was watching all these, I was thinking like, damn, I haven't watched Marvel in 2 years, like a new, and I'm like, oh, their quality is so good. And this is just like just after watching like Wonder Woman a few months ago, you know, and I'm just thinking, oh, these guys
that
know what they're doing. They
so
know what they're doing. Like,
yeah,
like it's just, I don't know. Just I don't.
They do know what they're doing.
I don't worry about what they're gonna do. I question when is it gonna like for this show. I was like, when is things gonna make sense?
Because when is it gonna pick up?
Yeah, I was kind of like, I was enjoying some of the sitcom stuff, but I was kind of like, when is it gonna? When am I gonna understand what's happening? Because it just felt like we were just seeing stuff happen, but it wasn't. It didn't have, and I get that in a way. Sitcoms don't really have a setup. It's just kind of
it doesn't.
Like, sitcoms
it's
are just
episodic.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, I guess I just need to accept that
with little tiny bits of story here and there.
Yeah, and ironically, by the time I was at getting into episode 3, I was starting to just accept that it's a sitcom, and it ironically had to change on me. I was like, wow, they knew the time when to change it.
So, at the end of episode 3, when Monica was thrown through the hex.
Yeah.
And she wakes up and all these people like come to her.
Helicopters and all that.
Yeah. So when it plays a flashback of her waking up in the emergency room after the blip comes back.
And I was like, "Where's Snap?" I didn't know it was called Blip, but I guess it's Spider-Man
named,
called it that.
Yeah. It's fine. Whatever. Yeah. The Blip. Anyway, after she's blipped back and she's like, "Where's my mom?" And obviously it's been
crazy.
Years.
That was so crazy.
And then she goes back to
good
work
to
and she goes
season.
To Westview. The Hex at the time,
which
was,
they didn't call it Hex yet.
They didn't call it Hex yet.
Which
no,
I love the name.
No. Yeah. It wasn't, you couldn't see it.
Yeah.
It wasn't red.
No.
But I think the reason it turned red after a while was because of Wanda's like anger.
Yeah, but didn't she come out at one point and dragged a helicopter and said
a drone?
I think this is yours. Oh yeah, that's what it was—a drone. And then
after
she
blew
she
it
touched
up,
the walls, the hex, and then it turned red everywhere.
Yeah,
that's when I thought she like did it. I was like, oh man, there's so much detail.
She
to this.
Put some sort of spell
and
on it.
Before watching,
I put a spell on you. Sorry,
Disney properties. I mean, they were both owned by them. But before watching this show, I thought Scarlet Witch, which I always called her, and I mean, I guess it's Wanda. I always thought, oh yeah, she's a decent character, decent actor. And I'm seeing this show, I'm like, oh my god, this actor has range. I'm seeing more of her range now, and I didn't
Ash
see that
keeps
before.
Saying that.
I used to not see it. I was like, oh yeah, she plays like. She's okay. She wasn't bad before this.
Yeah.
I saw potential in Infinity Wars when she had to like when the whole thing with her and Vision, that was like hard for her character and you know everything that happens.
Also, when she's fucking up Thanos in Endgame.
Oh yeah, that
she's
too.
She's like, "You took everything from me."
Yeah, and he's like, "I don't know who you are."
You will.
But
motherfucker.
But like, yeah, all of that, and then I see this, and I'm like, "Oh my god, this is great!" Getting to get. Give her screen time because she hasn't had a lot of it.
Dude, I can't.
I'm so happy with
it. I wish you saw the last episode.
I'm sorry.
I'm not going to say
thank you for
spoilers. Not going to say any spoilers.
Yeah, I've enjoyed watching it like come.
But it is good.
I mean, the reveals they've had so far have been great. Like Darcy
so
showing up.
Good.
I was excited.
Oh my god. I was going to say, go for it.
I was going to say, when Darcy showed up, it was, like, awesome. It was a great reveal. I wasn't expecting it. And I'm like, oh, where's she been? Oh, this is awesome.
I love her
and
in this series.
And then John Woo coming in. And then, of course, we can't forget Quicksilver.
Oh, my God.
And that was crazy. I was like, oh, my God. And they got this actor? Like,
yeah,
it was
that was
like
interesting.
Like that where I
that
was like,
that was pretty interesting to see that Quicksilver come back.
Yeah, I was like, and honestly, this is just my personal opinion on Chanel's. I've kind of liked that actor as Quicksilver in the X-Men universe more than I've liked the Quicksilver we had in Age of Ultron. I liked...
You mean all, like, 20 to 30 minutes of...
That he had?
Yeah, him. Yeah. He didn't have time in that movie to grow as a character.
I didn't like his performance.
I know.
He didn't have a lot of... But
he didn't have time.
But, like, that's... Okay, that's the same argument that people say they didn't like the Joker in Suicide Squad. I'm like, yeah, he had 5 minutes. But you know what I mean? I'm just saying, like, people complain about it. I'm like, yeah, he wasn't in the movie very much. But
he wasn't.
I still
he was
liked,
in the trailers
I
getting you hyped. That was it.
I liked more, though. I liked the guy that played him in... The
I agree. I like him in
him.
Those X-Men... those... Oh, also, another interesting note, tying back to the X-Men... All of those new X-Men movies jumped decades.
Oh.
Just like This show is jumping decades. That's true. In
I didn't think of that. Oh, actually, one other point about X-Men. New Mutants came out last year.
Oh, yeah. It was
an X-Men movie.
I didn't watch it.
I did.
Oh, another point about last year. Croods New Age came out last year.
I've never seen it, but I've never seen the first one.
I watched it not last night. Was it last night? Either last night or the night before. I fucking cried. I was laughing so much. It's so good. That's my new favorite movie of 2020.
Should I see the first one first or should
yes,
I just skip?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. The first one is amazing.
Okay, I'll watch them both.
Then. Okay, but back to
Marvel.
Marvel.
So, yeah, you're right. The X-Men did the same thing that WandaVision's doing.
I love how they're setting up the X-Men in this universe.
Yeah.
It's going to be all Wanda.
They have the rights. So they could definitely do it. And they did it in such a great way. It's so clever. It wasn't like, we're just going to throw them in there. They're like, we're going to like subtly do this and this. And it's like, oh my God.
But you know that Pietro in this version of WandaVision isn't.
He's not the same.
He's not actually.
Yeah,
he
said something.
His brother.
I didn't know that. He said something to her about like he doesn't remember things the way she remembers it and said something about. How are you doing this? So I'm not even sure how
he was like,
there.
What happened to your accent? And she was like,
yours? What happened to yours?
It's not him.
I'm going to wait till the next episode to find out more information.
Right. You watched the seventh episode twice now, right?
Yeah. Seventh episode. Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't seen the eighth.
So you remember how Agatha was like, she had a picnic blanket and a picnic basket.
And she was like this. And he shows him and he's got like purple... Fuzz on his back.
She was just manipulating.
I know she was
person.
Doing stuff, but I'd rather find out when we see the next episode that tells us what she did. Unless it tells us in the ninth episode. I don't know. Maybe it doesn't tell us at all.
She just used magic.
Oh, okay.
You know? I mean, she's a witch, too. Agatha Harkness in the comics is usually a neutral witch and interacts with... Scarlet Witch a lot, but in this they're playing her differently.
But that's the thing about the ways that Marvel's done it in a good way. They'll put a twist on something that you're familiar with.
Yes.
But not like make you like it doesn't ruin the idea. It does it to improve it, I guess. Or
I would say it improves it to a degree. It improves it in a new medium.
Yeah.
Where it wouldn't otherwise work in said medium.
Yeah.
You know? So I think that is where you were going with it as well.
Yeah. It's just, there's something there that I'm like, there's a nice area where I'm like, oh, they did this, but they also did this, and they did it in a subtle way, but they're referencing this comic, but they're using that comic, and they changed this. That's not in the comic, but I like it, and I'm not mad. Where DC, I'm like, I don't know what they're doing.
I am super, super suspicious of...
The next episode?
Just...
Oh, a character in general?
No, Agatha in general.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know what to say about that because I haven't seen as far as you are and I don't want to like...
I'm not saying anything that would spoil. I'm not going
to
spoil
I will say, though, that I've seen up to episode 7, so I've seen her reveal. And when I rewatched the first episodes, there was moments I was like, oh, this was Agatha that did a lot of this. But the reason I say that is because they mention she. They don't say who. They say she. And I'm like, oh, Agatha is she also. And Vision like wakes up some people and they're like, help me. She's trapped me. She. And I was like, oh, it's Wanda the first time I saw it. And the second time I was like, that's not Wanda. It's the other woman. So then I'm seeing it differently.
Who knows? It still could. I think it still could be Wanda.
Really?
With that. With that specific
There's a theory that Chanel has when we were watching it. Because we were reading about it and we watched it.
Ooh, what is it?
They said, Kevin Feige said that this is a straight up, watch WandaVision and then watch Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness.
It's a setup.
Setup to that movie.
Yeah.
And Chanel said to me, this is her theory. I thought it made sense, or it was a good idea, if she's correct. She said she thought this was the story of Wanda becoming the villain. And then in the Multiverse of Madness, her versus Doctor Strange. And the other reason is, I was like, why would that, I disagreed with her. Then she showed me the IMDb of the cast, and she's just like, Wanda is in that movie, in the Multiverse of Madness, with Doctor Strange. So I was like,
Have you?
Okay, what is, like, what else could her involvement be if she's not the villain?
So, have you ever heard of the House of M comics?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is directly related to, or it can be directly related to.
So we might be seeing her as a villain.
Oh yeah, I can't wait. Chanel is on the money with that. I completely agree with her.
Chanel didn't, but she still is like, and she said she's like they're making her a villain. But and Chanel said to me, she's like, but I kind of think she's a cool villain. And I was
no,
like,
no, she's definitely
yeah,
a cool villain.
I definitely
yeah.
am like I'm I've. There's been villains that I've liked, and it's cool when you like the villain because it's like, oh, I like that. Like Loki's kind of a villain, like, and
so
and there's been like characters like that.
And I'm not spoiling anything for the series because I don't know what's gonna happen in the series.
Yeah, you might not be spoiling it.
I don't know. Yeah, in the comics, the House of M, or just in general, Wanda's kids were parts of Mephisto's the devil in Marvel's comic Soul. So he was literally just puppeting them.
Oh jeez.
Yeah.
Okay.
And in the Halloween episode, the Quicksilver of that told the kids as they were running, he said, "Go raise hell, demon spawn."
Yeah, I remember that.
So
there's a lot of references that I was
there
like,
there could
oh.
be, you know, could be a little hint, just a tiny, like maybe nod to the comics, or it could be something
or
bigger.
It could be foreshadowing something that is going to happen. Who knows?
But they
do it so yeah. well. They do a
I
good
think
job with this.
That, I think Agnes is working for like him.
I do think
Mephisto.
That. So this is a straight setup to the, Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah,
that title alone's exciting to me, and I
oh
think that has to cross into the X-Men, right? And maybe Fantastic Four.
One of my, yeah,
it's gonna be crazy.
I hope so. I think that Ant-Man 3 might set up the Fantastic Four more than
Ant-Man 3,
because
that could work too.
I don't know if you've been reading about Ant-Man 3, but Kang, the Conqueror.
Oh, he's going to be in it?
Is going to be the villain.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's cool. I've read that there's a bunch of rumors for Spider-Man 3. He's going to have the other Spider-Man or something in it. Like, how is that going to work?
One of my friends was like, I'm not really excited for the new, like, the upcoming Marvel stuff. They have, like, the Winter Soldier, and I'm going to watch WandaVision because you said so. And then he was
it's
like,
so good.
It's so good.
Yeah,
like,
he's like.
He told me that. He's like, it's so good. But then, like, before that.
He was like, I don't know about this.
I was like, okay,
slow.
Hold on.
It's a slow burn.
He was like, yeah, Doctor Strange, his next movie doesn't sound that interesting.
And then
I was
he's,
like,
now he's like.
I was like, wait, hold on. Say out loud, Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness one time. And he just texts me back, he's like, okay, yeah, that does sound cool.
Yeah. And I feel like this, like, okay, so like Marvel obviously is having to do a soft reboot from where they ended Endgame, and this slow burn with WandaVision doing these shows to build into these movies is like a great way to do that.
It's so good.
And what's great about it also is it's based off of a comic book, and it's using comic book tropes. You read a comic, you get to the end of that comic, you read the last page. Oh, to be continued, can't read the next, I got to read the next chapter.
Yeah.
Episodes are the same way of a TV show, so it's straight up using what the comic was using in reverse and doing it
yeah.
for a show.
Yeah,
it's got the same thing.
It's basically, it's taking a formula from comics and literally just adapting it to TV.
Because movies,
it's so good.
Movies are like don't work the same way because it's going to be a 2-hour movie or something.
And I'm so glad they didn't do it in like Daredevil or Luke Cage or Jessica
yeah.
Jones way, where
yeah.
they just released everything at once. I'm glad they're doing it week by week. It builds it up so much.
It adds and it, there's more of a slow burn that way.
And there's reason to talk about it.
There's more hype.
Yeah, there's more hype. There's reason for theories, like, and all this fun stuff where you don't get with a binging series.
Yeah,
I
definitely
think it's smart,
and I can't complain. Like, I'm like, anything, I'm like, no. Oh, give me more. Like, I'll wait. Give me more.
Just give me it all year. And I'm like, I will love it.
I'm like, I haven't had Marvel in a year, and this is what I'm coming back to. I'm like, okay, I know what I missed. I know what
I'm down.
I'm like, damn, Marvel. Like,
and this Friday's episode of WandaVision is going to be 50 minutes long.
Oh, so it's almost an hour?
It's almost an hour.
I thought it was going to be an hour because I had read they were going to be about 6 hours worth of content for the whole show. And we were getting 30-minute episodes. So I was like, we're going to have to get about an hour's worth of episodes.
Last 8 was 40 minutes, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know, but I believe you.
It felt like 40. But that's the thing with one, like the last 3 episodes of one, or yeah, 6, 7, and 8 have all felt so fast, yet
so much.
They have been the longest episodes.
I didn't think about that. Yeah, they probably are longer. More stuff's happening, but yeah. You're so invested that you don't realize how long they are.
Yeah, it's so crazy. It's so nice and fun to talk about.
Sorry, I can't talk about the newest episode.
It's all right. It's okay. You're gonna have to come back next week.
Yeah, I was gonna say a little off topic, but we were talking about doing every month watch another Fast Furious. Last month we watched Fast 2. Yeah, we finished it this month, but does that count? No. I think we should watch Fast 3 or whatever we're
should.
Next.
I think we
week.
Should watch Fast 4.
And then we could probably do an update on the Marvel.
Yeah.
Marvel vs. Madness. No. The Marvel.
The Marvel vs. Madness. That's what it should be called now. All right. New title for the MCU, Marvel vs. Madness. Wow. That does not roll off the tongue well.
Yeah, MCU kind of works. It flows nicely, and I don't think it needs anything else to be added to that.
I think we should wrap up.
I think we should just end it there. So
yes,
like,
we should.
We'll continue on to be continued.
All right, you can find us at this specific website, Buzzsprout, for our podcast. And I am Dante Vanni, signing off.
And this is Nate saying goodbye.
Goodbye, Nate.
Bye.